Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Coming up in a matter of about 15-10 minutes, we're going to talk with Maureen McCormick.
No, I'm a comedian.
Do you have a famous, oh, you didn't watch the Brady Bunch. You don't have a favorite episode. Do you have a favorite episode, Chick?
Oh, you know my favorite episode. What? And he's already told me not to mention it. She gets hit in the face with a football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's,
yeah.
What about
whack!
She really wanted to go out with that Doug, too, man.
Dang. I liked the one, the baby talk, it's a wonder you can walk, that one.
I don't remember that one.
They're making fun of
me. I like the one where Marsha gives her first HJ.
No, we're not going to bring that up either.
Was that, it was that special hour long one? Gonna...
HJ.
No, you guys.
What?
That is a good one.
You don't remember that one?
No, I remember it. Yeah. It slipped my mind. I don't know.
That was before the BFBF. It's a wonder you can walk.
Oh, man.
Episode.
How can you ruin such a sweet childhood memory that I have?
Did you start it?
Did you have a crush on any of the Brady Boys?
Probably Greg was the most handsome, but you know my favorite episode though had Davy Jones in it.
Oh, he just died.
Well,
he did not.
A while ago,
I thought he just died.
No, he died years ago.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he just died yesterday.
But Marcia was president of his fan club.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Davy Jones died several years ago.
In that Marsha one where she gets hit in the face with a football and she goes out with Doug instead of the nice Chuck.
Instead of the nice Charlie.
The nice Chuck who is the nice guy goes out with stupid Doug who doesn't care.
The football player.
He's aloof.
And those movies, they came out, they were good. They were funny.
The Brady Bunch movies?
Yeah, I don't know why they made fun of it.
Didn't those come
with Gary Cole as the dad?
The group in Chicago that actually did the scripts word for word on stage, and like Sam would come over and make a meat delivery and everybody would laugh. And maybe.
By the way,
here's the story of a lovely lady.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Maureen McCormick. I'm sorry. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us.
All of a sudden, I love the show. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed, but I love the show.
We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Coming up, we're going to talk with the actress Maureen McCormick.
Yes, we are.
From the Brady Bunch.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Let's switch the music around. How about this?
Here's a story.
There you go. Nice.
Tonight, on a very special Brady Bunch, here's Josh with what's going to happen.
Josh is going to... have a
Dad,
first date
when
with
I give
Marcia.
Overhand or underhand?
Stop. God, I hope she's not listening.
Well, Marcia,
let's just stop right now.
Remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Okay.
Christy Lee is.
And don't forget to tickle the. Okay.
That was your favorite show.
It was my favorite show. That and the Partridge Family. And the Monkees. Those were my three favorite shows growing up.
Those are good shows.
Mm-hmm. All three.
Davy Jones just died.
He did not just die.
My word.
A bear attack.
But he sang to me at Epcot Center, and I will never forget it as long as I live.
Right, he looked right in your eyes?
He was close as we are. I have a picture of it.
Wow.
Yes.
It was either that or have Christy arrested, I think, by that point.
I bet you looked like you had just gotten off the log ride.
All right.
Just from the waist down.
You know what? This guy's on fire today.
It's got to be the hydro.
Marcia and the HJ.
The log ride. That's moist.
The log ride you're not taking right now.
That is moist. I'm sorry. And then she comes back with a bowel joke. Okay.
He's on.
I know. He's all over you. It's done. What was the Beverly Hills dog? What was it again?
Tiger.
They're having a Beverly Hills dog show.
Oh, in Pomona.
In Pomona, which is not in
Beverly Hills.
No.
Nowhere
That's
near
like
it.
Having the Columbus, Ohio, Ohio State Buckeyes victory luncheon in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It doesn't
make sense.
I see. If you called it, I see your point.
That's why I think that all the dogs might be from Beverly Hills.
When are they airing this again?
Easter. It's going to air.
Easter.
Why are we?
Why is it? Because you got a plan.
Why is that in the news then? If it's Easter.
And all NBC show stars are going to be there.
Yes.
God
in
knows.
Great mood.
No. I'm not NBC's press secretary. I don't tell them when to release stories.
Isn't
the
Beverly,
Associated
isn't,
Press
isn't
the, has the Beverly Hills
You're shilling for them.
Speaking of NBC, they have a great show called This Is Us that you have to go watch.
This Is Us, new show.
New show. It's on Hulu if you missed the first episode.
I caught up on all my American Ninja Warrior while I was...
oh, God. There's another show Tom loves.
Oh, that guy's genuinely
a good comedian.
Love it.
He used to be a good comedian, the guy that hosts that, Matt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's comedy good. With him out in L.A. He's
that's,
funny.
That's a great show.
Nope. He was a doctor, too. He went to med school, was a doctor.
Can't make up his mind, huh?
Yeah. No American Ninja Warrior this year.
What do you mean, no American? Nobody won?
No, nobody made it.
Really?
There were two last year, nobody this year.
Everyone died.
It was tough. That's
they all died?
Many fatalities. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Shocking television.
It ups the ante a little bit.
Isn't the Beverly Hills Dog
the Running
Show,
Man?
Isn't the Beverly Hills Dog Show called The View?
Oh, well.
Oh, man. That's,
sorry.
Whoa.
It might be. Was that too mean?
Is that where that is? Beverly
I
Hills?
Thought it was New York, but we'll get
Culver
sorry.
City?
Is it Culver City?
We're going to hook up with Maureen McCormick in a matter of moments.
Cool.
Currently, this is awesome.
Currently on Dancing with the Stars.
And we're yeah, she's let, doing very well, actually.
We're going to let Christy lead the way because she's the expert on both those shows.
Well, I don't know if I'm an expert, but.
Well, you better become
a lot,
one.
A lot closer than I am.
She still looks great, too, man.
I know. I'm looking at a picture of her.
Oh, very
right
attractive
now.
A woman.
She does look. What'd you call her? Attractable?
Attractive.
Oh, I think you said attractable.
I stuttered a little.
You did say
nothing like stuttering when you're trying to say the word
I never agree with
stutter.
You, Tom, and he said attractable.
Because he really
attractable sounds like something a robot does at
That's
a factory.
That's retractable yeah. or detractable.
Okay, this is Miss McCormick
oh
right
God.
Now. Maureen, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks for calling, and we're so excited. You look great, by the way. On Dancing with
Thank
the Stars.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It says that you were afraid of dancing in public. Is that true?
it's so true, I can't even tell you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So far, yeah. so good.
So why did you accept the invitation to do Dancing with the Stars?
Because, you know what? I just think it's a great thing when people are given the opportunity to face fears. You know, it's a chance to learn and to grow and to push yourself. And I think sometimes our heads get in the way of what we can do or reality, you know, with things that we've been telling ourselves for years. And you know what? I just want to push through this and learn and grow and become a better dancer. I am starting to love dancing more than I ever have in my life in Dancing with Artem.
Well, yeah, if you get to dance with a guy who looks like Artem, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I mean, he's so cute. He's so charming. He's so patient. He's a great human being. My whole family have fallen in love with him. And I never want to end Dancing with Artem. I really don't.
Well, you're doing quite well, and so hopefully you will, you know, be taking the mirror ball home. And it's been really cool to see your Brady Bunch mom, Florence Henderson, in the crowd, too.
Oh, Florence is one of my dearest, closest friends. I adore that woman. She truly is what the song calls, you know, when they say a lovely lady. Florence is a great human being. She's got a heart of gold. And I feel so, so grateful that she's in my life and that we're so close.
She's also quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Frank about her personal life. I'm not sure how much you keep up on that, but there have been some unusual press releases. We're speaking with Maureen McCormick about Dancing with the Stars. Were you just shy about dancing in public? I mean, would you dance by yourself? Or is this
with
just
your
a
husband
thing, just a thing about being seen by people?
Honestly, like even when I would dance in the by myself and look in a mirror, I would just go, "Oh no, oh no," which you know, it shows how critical I've been of myself dancing and how insecure I am in dancing. But I'm facing it head on and really trying to get out of my brain and to dance like no one is watching. And to really enjoy it, because dancing, I think, is one of the most beautiful things that we have. it's such a great release of so much feeling. And I mean, it's such a beautiful art form. So I'm loving it.
Do you just get one take when you're actually filming Dancing with the Stars? Is it just one go?
That's it.
That would make me a little nervous.
Oh yeah.
How many times do you get to do it on the actual stage before the show goes?
You get about that day you get one try, one dress rehearsal.
Wow. Because it's a very elaborate set.
Yeah.
And I would think that would be pretty tricky after practicing it in just a regular practice studio to get it right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's really crazy because, you know, also you're dancing in studios where you have mirrors and it's small. And when you get out on that stage, it's a whole new world. The first time I walked onto that stage, I couldn't believe that I, Maureen McCormick, was on one of the most beautiful stages I've ever seen. And a show that I've loved forever, and I just couldn't believe that I was actually there being able to be a part of the show and to face this fear and to fight through it and, you know, just to try to be better each time and to learn.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job, and we can't leave without asking, I have to ask you this, what was your very favorite Brady Bunch episode?
You know, everybody asks me that, and I have to say I don't have one.
Oh, come on.
There's so many.
Oh, sure.
So really, I enjoyed doing all of them. I really did, and they all have special memories for me.
Did you get to kiss Davy Jones?
Really do. I did.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's all she needed
to hear.
That's
all I needed to hear.
Maureen, I know you've got to go. Let me say thanks on behalf of Christy Lee, because when she grew up in a broken home and she loved your show, meant so much to her. Thanks, Maureen. Best of luck on DWTS.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we'll be voting for you. Dancing with the Stars.
I did.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
I did watch the episode with Maureen.
Yeah.
She's just great. I didn't know about this whole big thing about being nervous.
Yeah, she says she hadn't danced. The only other time she'd ever danced in public was when she got married 31 years ago. Her and her husband, when they walked out to do the, you know, you do the first dance, she freaked out. She never had danced in public since, ever.
And do you dance in public?
Hell yeah. I'll dance anywhere.
What do you do, the frug, the boogaloo?
Yeah, the frug, that's it.
Frug. What's a frug?
I love dancing.
Hey.
I would love to do ballroom
dancing.
Hey, frug
you, huh?
Someday I'm going to do ballroom dancing.
I think
that's
one
of my
Christy
bucket
dance.
List
I
things.
Taught ballroom dancing when I was in high school.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Time out.
I'm sorry.
He's on fire today.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Stop the show. Stop the show.
Are you kidding?
Well, as you know, I was in.
You were in show
Rockwood
choir.
Summit's
show choir,
show choir, elite show choir known as Premier, and
elite, very elite, muy elite.
They came to us one time and they said, "Hey, these people need kids to teach ballroom dancing to younger kids, and you get paid like $25 a night to go do it." And
you did it, huh?
Yeah. They taught us the ballroom dancing, and then we taught these like. Very rich 11, 12-year-olds how to ballroom dance.
Maybe you and Christy should take ballroom dancing
I think
lessons.
You and we could get into a... We have a local competition here every year.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yes.
I'd have to... Look, I'm rusty. I'll be honest.
I've never done it. I would love to learn. Hmm. Love it.
There's a place you can learn right down the street here.
Okay.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.